It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up on Central Time, in Curious Wisconsin, we'll learn about Pepe, the lake monster of the Mississippi River. First, according to a report made public yesterday, less than a third of people who lost Medicaid coverage this year under Governor Walker's changes to BadgerCare signed up for health insurance on the federal exchange. That means more than 38,000 of the 63,000 people who lost BadgerCare are now without state or exchange coverage. While some may have acquired health insurance by other means, the news suggests a significant gap currently in coverage. That's got our next guest concerned. Senator Tammy Baldwin is with us now to react to the news and what she thinks needs to happen next. Senator Baldwin, welcome to the show.
It's a delight to join you. Thank you.
Well, Governor Walker's plan was that the 63,000 Wisconsinites who were being pushed out of BadgerCare, they were going to get plans under the Affordable Care Act marketplace. According to these numbers this week, not everyone made that jump. What do you think happened?
Well, I'm really disappointed to see that nearly 60% of these pretty vulnerable Wisconsinites that the governor kicked off BadgerCare remain unaccounted for despite the governor's promise. We are told that about 38,000 did not successfully transition to the Affordable Care Act marketplace. And we really want to know where they are now. I look back to the dialogue that I've had with the governor's office on this issue for now well over a year and a half about, first of all, urging him to expand Medicaid so that all of those folks could have stayed on BadgerCare and saved the state a lot of money. But when he decided to take a different course to not expand Medicaid, I called on him to do everything within his power to make that a smooth and seamless transition for these individuals and family members, and it just appears as though it hasn't worked.
And what do you think went wrong? What are the barriers that are keeping people off these plans? Cost? Or is it maybe the fault of that rocky rollout of healthcare.gov?
You know, I really believe that, first of all, BadgerCare and the Medicaid program serves an important purpose for people who are very low income. The reality is that many of these individuals are making as little as $12,000 a year, less than the minimum wage. Oftentimes, this would have been their first exposure to insurance because Medicaid works a little bit differently than the private insurance options on the marketplace. And really, a lot of assistance was needed. And I just don't feel like the letter that I remember seeing the first letter that the state sent out to people talking about the fact that they were losing their benefits. It says, someone in this household is on BadgerCare, and this is, you know, basically communicating that they were about to lose it. But I feel like it was a real failure on the governor's part. And again, this was his decision, and the legislature went along with it, not to accept 100% federal funding for the first few years to expand Medicaid and keep these individuals in BadgerCare.
One of the arguments for that decision from the governor and others was that, yes, the federal government says the money is going to be there. Can we really count on it? Will parties change in the White House? Will something happen in Congress that takes that funding away, leaves us in the lurch? Look right now, you guys can't pass a bill to rebuild the highways right now, so we can't count on that.
Well, I certainly think that One thing that's for sure is that the choice to expand Medicaid could be reexamined at any moment in either direction. He could expand and then ask the legislature to not at another point in time. So this is voluntary. But we are losing $119 million in that are on the shoulders of Wisconsin taxpayers because of Walker's choice, according to the State Legislative Fiscal Bureau. And 38,000 individuals who used to have BadgerCare coverage have been, well, we actually know that their fate is uncertain. We just know that they haven't aren't enrolled in private health insurance through the marketplace. And I think that was an irresponsible decision on the part of a governor who's been promising there would be no gaps, promising that this would be a seamless transition.
State Health Secretary Kitty Rhodes said in a statement, came out along with these numbers, that, hey, these aren't a complete picture. Some of the people that 38,000 we're talking about might have gotten coverage through a job, a spouse. They might have gone to the private market, but not through the exchange. They're not showing up. So do you think that's a significant number of people?
You know, we don't know, because they haven't done their job in terms of outreach and follow-up. But I fear that a significant percentage of those 38,000 probably have no coverage.
Is it too late for Wisconsin to take the federal money now, or could the state reverse that decision in the future with Governor Walker or with a change of administration?
It is not too late. And in fact, the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, is getting out there and meeting with those Republican governors who have refused to expand Medicaid, and saying there's still a chance to follow the path that other governors have throughout this country, governors of both parties, I might mention. But she is more than willing to work with states at any point. And boy, I continue to urge the governor to do this. Again, the cost to Wisconsin taxpayers is estimated by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau to be about $119 million. We have overall, according to their figures, 85,000 fewer individuals covered than had the governor accepted the federal investment in Badger Care through the Affordable Care Act. And that's a mistake for Wisconsin, and we should reexamine it.
Assuming that change isn't made, the plan, the governor's plan, they stick with that. The open enrollment period to get insurance through the exchange has ended for this year. A new period starts, I think, mid-November to get coverage on the beginning of the first of the year. What would you want to see happen between now and then to get more of those 38,000 people on the healthcare exchange?
Well, certainly I think that the governor ought to be directing his administration to do further outreach. They have the information as to who these individuals and families are. They actually are required to do that outreach by virtue of the waiver they have from the Department of Health and Human Services to run our Badger Care program. And I think they need to work more aggressively. 38,000 Wisconsinites falling through the cracks is not acceptable.
Even if they do sign up between now and then, it'll be 6 months before they're on coverage. What is the impact of that, that many people uncovered?
Well, you know, these are, healthcare is very personal, and it's individual stories. Hopefully, people don't have a health situation, an injury, an illness, but we know that people who lack insurance and do have illness often defer going to the doctor because, again, we're talking about very vulnerable, very low-income individuals and family members, and oftentimes wait until an illness grows more severe. We also know that people without insurance present at more expensive settings like emergency rooms. And so it's the reason why we want something like the Affordable Care Act, is so that more people have coverage and seek preventative care and seek care early before an illness gets out of control.
Briefly, this is an election year. Neither of Wisconsin's U.S. senators are up for re-election, but many are. There are thoughts that Republicans might take over the Senate. If that happens, Republicans control both houses of Congress. Are you worried about the Affordable Care Act and funding for it?
I'm certainly not worried about the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, despite the fact that the House has attempted on 50 occasions to repeal or defund it. We know that any legislation seeking to accomplish that would be vetoed by the president, and that veto certainly would not be overridden, even if there were a change of control in the U.S. Senate. But I would also predict, as somebody serving Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate right now, I don't think there's going to. My prediction is that there will not be a partisan change in control.
Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob, for covering this really critical issue.
That was U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.